Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always been my favorite time of the year. It's a season that we get to celebrate the birth of our Lord. This year, I'm excited to share that I've partnered with this amazing prayer, meditation, and music app called Hallow on their 25-day prayer challenge leading up to Christmas called Advent Pray 25. Join me and millions of other Christians around the world as we celebrate together the truth that God so loved the world that he gave us his only son. Download Hallow and join me in praying every day. God bless.
So there you have Gwen Stefani of No Doubt fame. I grew up with her. And she's talking about being a Christian openly. She's talking about the idea of praying and spending time focusing on Christmas as something that has to do with Jesus. And I gotta say, yes, it's an advertisement for Hallow, but she's out there professing it. Is there something going on post-election where people are maybe just a little more comfortable now to say, yeah, I publicly identify as a Christian and I pray and I love Jesus and Jesus loves me? Let's get to our next guest. Al Robertson is back on the show with us. We haven't talked to him in a while. He's the host of the Unashamed podcast. You know him of the Duck Dynasty family. Al, welcome back to the show. It's so great to have you here. Okay, Al, can you hear us? Okay, we are having some technical difficulty today. There you go.
We are. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you for having me back.
Of course. You know, you and I have shared a stage talking about our pro-life viewpoints and advocating for people to support the pro-life cause, but oftentimes that gets lumped into a political conversation. When really, I wonder if you agree with me, the cultural conversation is so much bigger and broader than what the political conversation brings to the table.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. It's, you know, and at one time, even on the political side, it was just, it made sense that, you know, what was the legal, safe, and rare, you know, used to be the idea behind it. And even then, at a common sense level, people understood this is, we're talking about a woman in trouble. We're talking about probably a lot of relationship issues. We're talking about the life of a child. I mean, all those things would have mattered just in the sense of being a human being. And then it became so politicized that all the names got changed, all the descriptions got changed, and then all of a sudden you're not even talking about real people anymore. We still are. I mean, you know, we're still concerned about that mom, that baby, that young man that's involved in the process as well. So I just wish we could, and it seems like we're kind of getting back maybe to a more common sense time where we can just talk about human issues to human beings in a human way.
Yeah, it's an important conversation to have. I think a lot of people have been kind of spooked out of being willing to advocate for what we see on the mainstream. And I very much so believe, and you travel the country having these types of conversations, that the loudest voice out there isn't necessarily the most prominent with the largest majority of people who have some pretty common sense thoughts about religion, people who identify themselves as being Christian. You know, a lot of that pours into your thoughts in politics. Do you feel like there is a little bit of a movement to just not be like Bible thumping over it, is the way a lot of people might look at it, but just more open with it in conversation?
Yeah, and I think part of what you're seeing with the whole, you know, Trump, you know, movement of people, because Trump is not even really a super religious person or, you know, a very spiritual discussion, you know, coming out of his, all the things he talks about. And yet, just because of his common sense approach to people and the country, he's really, I think, opened more doors for us on the faith side than probably anyone else in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just you're talking about religious freedom, religious liberty, but also just having being able to talk about this in the public square where it makes sense, especially. I mean, because even people that may not agree with you politically still have, we all have the same wants, needs, and desires, and we want people to succeed. And the faith community has a major voice in that. And so I think you're starting to see that allowed more. We kind of went to this place where it was like, that has to be removed. That has to be put in your church, your synagogue, or whatever. And now we're saying, no, these are common sense things that really speak well in an open, commonplace situation. And so I think you're starting to see that more. Just like in this last election, Trump was able to have his supporters say, I'm a Trump supporter, without just being vilified. I mean, it's like, okay, you support the guy.
Yeah, something has changed. We're speaking with Al Robertson. He is of the Duck Dynasty family, of course, and you can listen to him on his Unashamed podcast. You know, Al, I think that Duck Dynasty definitely tapped in a little bit ahead of the curve into something that was always strong in this country, maybe quieted on the trendy culture front. But I remember the first time I watched an episode of Duck Dynasty, and at the end, there was a prayer. And I'm a Christian Bible. I was raised that way, so I've known it my whole life. But I was shocked that at the end of the prayer, it was just a very honest prayer. There was no gimmick yep. to it. There was no like, okay, now I see why they put that in there. Do you feel like that you guys were able to tap into something early with the success of Duck Dynasty because you were true to some of those roots?
No doubt. And it really fit, you know, because we were sort of, if you think about it, looking back, this was like 2011, 2012. And so we were kind of the leading edge of what then became this cultural divide over everything, whether it's politics, religion, you know, abortion, anything you wanted to throw in there. We were some of the early attempts to cancel, you know, was us. And then it became real prominent. Now you're starting to see that ebb back. And so I think what people noticed when we first began was our authenticity. This is really who we were. And in fact, that prayer came about. It's not like somebody planned it and, you know, it was in a writer's room. It came about because we were sitting around a table and doing the pilot, and the director says, okay, I'm not sure how this is going to go, but here are some ideas. And Dad just raised his hand and says, Mr. Director, before we eat, we give some blessings and praise to the Almighty about what we've received. Why don't we do that? And the guy's like, okay. But it was because that's who we were. And so I think that's what rings true. I think when you're authentic, and when you really do live this way, people respect that. And I think a lot of people were being ignored. There were people all across America that were praying before their meals and said, finally, you know, people gathering around a table can give praise to the Almighty. So I think that was the reason it resonated. And it really just kind of it secured our place as a cultural phenomenon at the time.
It sure did. And it was a part of I've gone back and watched episodes with my children who weren't even there in 2012. They're like, can we watch that show about the ducks? And then she associates with, as Christians, like she sees that, she understands that it's meaningful to her, and she's 8 years old. You mentioned your father, and I watched just recently your brother Willie sat down with Tucker Carlson. That was a really compelling conversation. But, you know, once again, telling the story, as nobody has shied away from, your family's written books about it, about your pathway to being in the Christian faith, your ministry, yourself, you know, the life that you walk to be a Christian. I hear so many people, especially in the election, would talk about Donald Trump, be like, he's not a good Christian. And I'm always like, can we first define, it's more important to me that we talk about what good Christians are, especially if we're talking about it in a secular sense.
Exactly.
The pathway to being a Christian and to being able to share that faith, there's not one way, there's many ways. Your family is certainly an example of that.
Well, and especially Dad. I mean, you mentioned, you know, we did a movie called The Blind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Dad was at first, he was like, I'm not sure about this. I mean, we're going to put on a movie screen the absolute worst period of my life. And I said, we're going to, Dad, you're right. I said, but just think about how that relates to just everybody who's out there, who's really just trying to struggle, you know, in a struggle to make their way. And this shows an opportunity. People see you now as this, like, iconic figure and, you know, this person of faith. But at one time, He was not that way at all. He was just a guy struggling with addiction, with a family, with trying to figure out how to make it all work. And so that's Christianity in a nutshell. That's any of us. And that's why you can't look and say, well, you know, we expect our president to be, you know, Billy Graham. It's just you're not going to – these are just people. And they're people who have a, you know, deal for politics or deal for something else. But what we're trying to do is have a better influence to have a better life. Mm. And so that's what I'm looking for more than anything else. And look, allow us to be able to share Jesus with other people. You can take it or leave it. It's up to you. It's always a choice. But it's a choice lifestyle that we've lived ever since my dad became a Christian. Now, of course, this last week, you know, we publicly talked about that he has early stage Alzheimer's. And so it reminds me of Reagan, you know, when you kind of get to that point where you have to step off the public stage. But he's had such an impact not on our family, but everybody else. Now we're all living legacies of what he's done in us. And so that gives us an opportunity to continue that on. And so we're not devastated by that. I read a lot of headlines this week, devastation in the Duck Dynasty family. We're not devastated. We have lived our life for the moment of when we cross over. And so that's what we do, and that's how we impact people.
That's such a powerful statement. We're speaking with Al Robertson of the Duck Dynasty family, his Unashamed podcast you should absolutely subscribe to. I consider your family, the Robertson family, to be one of the most iconic American families, you know, currently in the public eye, certainly. But I think that the impact that you're going to have on culture is going to be studied and talked about for years to come. And your father, certainly with that news coming out, it's always sad to hear that. It's something that a lot of people can relate to during a holiday season right now, getting back together with family and friends. When I think about the struggles that your dad has gone through that he's publicly talked about that are in that movie, The Blind, it's not difficult to compare the many stories that are in the Bible of people who struggled, who were not anywhere close to, you know, a respectful, God-fearing life that came into it. I mean, the Bible is full of those characters, and it is out there for anybody who is looking to have some sort of relationship like that. And I think your family, on a global level, has really exemplified that message.
Yeah, you're so right. And that's one thing, you know, I've been a pastor most of my life. And so obviously I've studied the Bible. I've preached and taught a lot from it. And you're right. All the heroes of the Bible were villains at some point, you know, in their own circumstances, in their own culture. And they came to an awakening of something better and something different. And so the only one that was Jesus. And so that's the beauty of it, that we've lived our life for that. We were just duck call, you know, guys with beards down in Louisiana, just kind of doing our own thing. We never planned on becoming anything of a cultural discussion. But, you know, that's what God does. He takes that which people look at and say, you know, I don't know these people and see anything redeeming about them. And all of a sudden you get to know them. You think, well, maybe there is something to that. And you see that consistently around our country. And so I love American stories. Especially ones where they understand who God is as well.
Final question before we let you go, and we're very grateful for your time today. We're speaking with Al Robertson. I don't know that I've heard about it as much here in the last week or two, but right after the election, leading into Thanksgiving, politically speaking, from the left, a lot of people saying if your family doesn't support the right candidate, you shut them out. You cut them off completely. What's your advice to those people who want to not have to do that? If they politically disagree, maybe they're on the Trump side, maybe they're not. How do you encourage families to interact with each other during this holiday season after a very contentious election?
Look, there's so much that can divide us and so much that does. And certainly we're all Americans. We have the beauty of this kind of experiment in human history is that we have the freedom to be able to disagree with people. But at the end of the day, you have to find a place of unity. And I can't think of a better place than in your own family. To come together for the holiday season, whether it's a Thanksgiving or Christmas, and whether you're a believer or not a believer, I mean, family is all you have while you're here on this earth. And so, you know, look, you don't have to talk about, you know, who you voted for. You don't have to talk about every political thing in a setting like that. Talk about the things you do agree with. I mean, the beauty of what we have in Christ is we have peace. And that peace comes from being able to disagree and yet still treat people respectfully. So that's what I would do. I hate the idea of cutting people off. I have people in my family that are left and most of us are right. But you know what? We love them. Yeah. And we don't have to get into politics with that person or that cousin. We just find some other great things to talk about and realize we're still connected because of family.
Oh, amen to that. Al Robertson, thank you for the time today. Sorry about that technical difficulty at the beginning of our conversation.
No problem,
but we love having you. We look forward to having you back again soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. You as well. Bye-bye. Al Robertson, host of the Unashamed podcast, Duck Dynasty. I believe he's the oldest brother, and he's the beardless bro. Wasn't featured as much on the show, but did make appearances from time to time. I was able to do an event with him, as I said a little bit earlier in this conversation, with Al and his wife, Lisa Robertson. A great, great message on the pro-life cause, and really grateful that he is willing to come back on the show with us and have that discussion. So, Al Robertson from Duck Dynasty on the Annie Fry Show today. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Wiggins America, you're going to hit us with those Monday roundup shows that are stories that maybe we might have missed over the weekend. There was still, I think this is just going to be the case, Ryan, that there's no days where no news is going to happen for a while.
No. No, this was actually kind of a wacky weekend.
Yes.
A lot of the weird stories.
All right. Well, we'll get to them when we come back with Ryan Wiggins and Wiggins America next. That place, call me an amenity.